Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point. My name's Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
What if right now we're all in virtual reality and we don't know it?
Oh, the Matrix. Someone's like,
and we wake up and we're like 3 years old with a VR thing on.
I feel like it's kind of like a museum, you know, when it says the museum. Do not touch sign.
Museum?
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 It's like, museum. It's like surfing.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to week 67 here on The Breaking Point.
Hype.
Woo! We got Matt Hestel and Jake Hermiller as our guests. How's it going, Jake?
Hey, guys. It's been a long time.
Yeah, he's
returning. Glad to be back.
Returning member. He's a Breaking Point expert for sure. Jake wanted to say something first.
So, sorry to mess you guys' prep schedule. But I wanted to talk about the movie It. I know you guys talked about it a little bit last week, but... Uh-huh. I saw it last night.
Yeah.
I just wanted to point out that Pennywise is the funniest thing ever.
Okay.
At least the one in this movie. Like, the Pennywise in the other one was pretty funny, too. But, like, I like this one a lot. It reminded me of the Grinch from the live-action one.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
Ooh. Well, it was good. It was just really drawn out. It was a really long movie.
Long?
And the beginning of it, like, the first 45 to an hour was kind of just, like, meeting the characters and everything and, like...
Yeah, that was the issue they had with the first movie.
Yeah. Well, wasn't the first movie split into
it was actually
two
like
parts?
It was like a television series, actually. And then they actually took all the episodes and put them together.
Okay. Yeah.
One of the weirdest phenomenons I've ever seen in my entire life, Hurricane Irma stole the ocean. Like, straight up picked it up and took it away to the point where people could walk on the sand. And I don't understand it. Like...
Yeah, it's...
People could walk on the sand, really?
No. Like, where did the ocean go?
Well, it was, like, it was next to this bridge, like, the bay, pretty much, and so the bay's all water, and the hurricanes, like, sucked it all up. So before the storm hit, there was this huge open area where they could walk where the water was.
Oh, that reminds me of this one movie where this huge tidal wave just comes in, and, like, when the tidal wave is coming in, it's pulling all the water back to, like, make the wave.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody's just hanging out on the beach, and then all of a sudden, the water just gets sucked back so far.
You really like movies, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Really, yeah.
Did you see the tweet that Pasco Sheriff sent out?
No.
He pretty much tweeted saying that on Saturday, last Saturday, not to shoot at the hurricane because the bullets could come back.
Yeah, there was this dude who...
Why would they shoot at the hurricane?
Yeah, exactly. There was this guy who sent out a tweet, and he was, like, urging people to shoot at the hurricane so that it would, like, scare it away. So,
oh, my God.
And people, like, actually started believing it, and they started, like... They were about to shoot at it, and then the sheriff's like, don't do it, because if you do, it's going to come back, and it'll make some...
The wind was so strong. I saw some of those videos, like, on Twitter and stuff. This guy got out of his car, and he had, like, a windbreaker on that kind of had, like... I don't know, like, I don't really know how to explain it, but, like, kind of, like, things under his arm as well that, like, kind of gave him, you know, a little bit of a...
Like a windsuit?
Yeah, but, like, yeah, pretty much. Like, the wingsuits, that's what it was like. Like, his
arms were,
like, the wingsuit or whatever, and he opened his arms and he just got pushed back. He was trying to walk against
saw that. That was crazy. And, like, he was getting pushed back even though he was leaning into the wind. Do you think windbreakers actually work? Are they, like, a real thing? Like, I know that people wear, quote-unquote, windbreakers... But isn't that just, like, another shirt?
They're very light. Like,
it's just like a light jacket.
Break wind.
Yeah.
Why is it called a windbreaker?
But, no, I think they're like, waterproof or water-resistant or whatever.
And that's so it? Like, so it doesn't break the wind?
Yeah, it's just, like, another word for light jacket. It's not necessarily, like, breaking wind.
Well, people are liars, then. I don't like people. Speaking of that, we're going to go to a quick song break called Higher and Higher, only on 91.3.
Ooh, yeah!
Welcome back to The Breaking Point, everybody. My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, we got Matt Hestel, Jake Hermiller, and John Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, John.
So,
how you doing? Jake? Didn't see you down there. I'm joking.
That's cool.
I love you, man.
All right, so we got to say goodbye to Jake. You have any final words you'd like to say? Any piece of advice?
Clout.
Clout?
Clout.
Clout?
Clout.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean?
So after this break, we're going to have Seth and John on.
Oh, yeah.
And Ben is making a surprise guest appearance.
I was
Hello,
not
I'm
filled
here
in
for
this.
About 10 minutes. I got to go home. I'm hungry and tired.
All right, we're going to go to a quick break. This is I Won't Let You Down by OKO.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go. Only on 91.3 WHJE.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned. We got some more to come.
Love it. Guess who's back again.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
You didn't get caught singing this time.
No, I almost did.
Okay, so like last time we played that that intro, he started humming along to it.
Yeah, I was doing that.
It wasn't prepared.
No, the mic turned on, and it was the most like scary thing in my life, honestly.
I mean, I almost got singing to that, too.
Yeah, it's the groovy intro, for sure. So we got Seth McLean.
Yes.
Did I say that right? Yep. Seth McLean. And John Griffin as ghost. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good. We had some
fantastic,
some good wings before we came on.
Oh, good wings. Oh, yeah.
It's all about the wings.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Really? How fast did you get like through that? Because I feel like that's
I was like, I texted him like, you're going to meet me down the trail and we're going to get out of here really quickly.
So we got out in front of the traffic and then we had already pre-ordered the wings. So
oh, okay.
Nice. Yes.
We had a plan. This was not spur of the moment.
This is weeks in the making. Yeah.
So if we're going back to Hurricane Harvey, in case like you guys haven't been listening the entire time, we talked about Hurricane Harvey earlier, but Hurricane Harvey picked up like one of the scariest creatures I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a dolphin, to be honest.
Dolphin?
It looks like a dolphin.
What?
It's like long. It has the bottle nose and the head looks like a dolphin's head.
Sharp teeth. It's like super long, like longer than a whale.
Got freaking vampire.
It's a
thing.
Huge dolphin.
You think that thing is a huge? Where's its eyes?
Where dolphins have eyes?
Yeah, don't dolphins
like
have eyes?
Looks like one of those prehistoric like alligators, the huge ones.
Yeah,
might be.
I like those guys.
Where is legs though? I don't think it doesn't have legs.
Well, the dolphins have legs.
Dolphins don't have legs. They just
have
flippers.
He said it was an alligator.
Oh, okay.
Every time Harvey runs through.
Anyway, whatever it is, I don't like it at all.
It's kind of scary. So this lady, Preeti Desai, I don't know if I said that right. So I apologize if you're somehow listening, but but she tweeted it out. So she said that she follows a lot of like marine biologists and all these like science people. So she tweeted it out and she's like, "Okay, biology Twitter, what the heck is this? Found it on a beach in Texas City, Texas," and it's like. It's honestly like it's 4 snapshots of it, and it's the weirdest looking thing ever.
If you guys haven't seen it, since we're on the radio and you guys obviously can't see it, definitely Google like demon fish thing, because that'll pop up, and it's this creepiest looking fish in the entire planet.
So the scientist said it could be an eel, but I'm not.
An eel?
I'm still convinced that it is a dolphin.
That thing's an eel.
I don't think so.
If that thing's an eel, that is the scariest.
If that thing's an eel, I'm not eating sushi anymore.
So Apple just released iPhone X or iPhone 10.
It's pronounced 10.
It's
like Roman numeral 10.
I think iPhone X just sounds cooler though.
It does.
It's the iPhone X.
I would have been happier if it was iPhone X.
Yeah, then people went, it's like, you got the X.
Where is 9?
Yeah, that happened with Windows too.
And Xbox One?
Yeah, it's like they're
stopped, just jumping all over the
they
place.
They stopped putting out they stopped putting out 9. It's like there's some problem with 9th things.
So wait,
number 9's unlucky in technology.
So guys, this has been week 67.
Wow.
You guys,
that's a lot of weeks.
It's a lot of we're 33 away
from 100.
Sadly though,
Ethan's gone at 93.
I'm gone at 93. You guys have to come back.
Oh, we should definitely have a reunion episode.
Reunion episode
Ryan
100.
Ryan Ruthroff, Jackson Ammons, Ethan Sellers, whoever my co-host is, and me.
Yeah.
That would be insane.
That would be one crowded room.
That's the way to do it.
Legacy. That would be insane.
Could you fit everyone on the mics?
Yeah, 5.
Yeah, that's 5.
Yeah.
Jackson, yeah. Ryan, me, Ethan, and then someone else. Whoever the co-host is.
A special one, though, like the spill helium one.
Yes. gotta make it really unique. Yes.
All right. This has been week 67. Do you guys have any final words you guys would like to say?
I know it's cliche, but thanks for having me on.
Yeah, anytime.
Thanks for coming on.
Anytime.
Oh yeah, it's been great. And the Patriots are going to lose again this week to the Saints.
They are
going
to lose.
Patriots are going defeated.
Wouldn't be surprised.
You heard it here first.
If they went defeated, I would laugh so hard because you heard all the talk about undefeated.
Yeah. That would mean they would have to lose to the Jets twice, though.
They're going to. They're going to. They're going to.
This is 1 Foot by Melanin Birds. Only on the Edge.